You may have heard of the dust-up in the egg world. AP reporting this week about leaked documents showing that the American Egg Board tried to stop the sale of the eggless product Just Mayo at Whole Foods because mayonnaise is defined as having eggs. The FDA agrees. They've asked Just Mayo to change the name. Previously, Unilever, which makes Hellmann's mayonnaise, sued Hampton Creek, which makes Just Mayo, but they later dropped the suit. But one of the leaked memos from the Egg Board even joked about taking out a hit on the CEO of the company, who is no shrinking violet. 35-year-old Josh Tetrick hopes to be a disruptor in the food world. He's taken out a series of full-page ads in the New York Times, letters to various leaders. This Sunday's was to President Obama, challenging him to fix an outdated food system of food deserts with no fresh food and dying family farms. His company aims to use science and technology to change the way the world eats with plant-based alternatives to things like eggs. But meanwhile, how does a CEO fend off detractors as he's piloting a company taking off? Let's get the view from the cockpit with Josh Tetrick, Hampton's Creek CEO and founder. He's in San Francisco. Josh, welcome.
Rob, I'm good to be here.
Tackle the egg question first. Let's just remind people, your company started with the goal of making eggless products. Why?
You know, we started to try to have an impact in food. It's not about chicken eggs. It's trying to use food as a platform to have an impact. But we started with eggs because if one looks at the food system with clear eyes and says, all right, what's going on? We would say that it uses too much energy, it uses too much water, it uses too much land. And one of the things is the use of chicken eggs. They use a lot of land, they use a lot of water, there are a lot of food safety issues. And you got to start somewhere. We can't tackle everything all at once. So we decided to start with Just Mayo, then instead of using a chicken egg, uses a plant. But the whole point of the company isn't to get rid of chicken eggs, it's just to make food a little bit better.
Well, you found a type of yellow pea to make this plant-based mayo, other products like cookie dough. Now, let's get to the debate. The egg industry says that's not fair. Mayo is defined as having eggs. They also say eggs are a great source of protein. Others are pointing out there's great strides in letting chickens be range-free so there's no antibiotics and no animals, you know, are harmed. But to the point about the name, why not change the name from Just Mayo to a very good-for-you spread or something like that?
Well, they sure do want me to change the name. But as it pertains to, you know, the specific issue at hand with the FDA, you know, listen, mayonnaise, emphasis on the A's, is defined as having at least 65% oil and containing an egg yolk containing ingredient. That's a standard of identity for mayonnaise. We call our product mayo for a reason. We indicate that it's egg-free. And much more importantly than all that, what matters more than anything to us, it's having an impact. And I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, Rama. Mm-hmm. Calling something Just Mayo vegan spread alternative doesn't have any impact at all. I mean, we sell this product at the Dollar Tree. We sell this product at Walmart.
You even got 7-Eleven to use it on their sandwiches.
You got it. And just from this singular product, we've saved over 1.5 billion gallons of water, over 1 billion milligrams of sodium. And listen, the truth is, my friends in Alabama, when they want to put mayo on a hamburger, when they want to even dip French fries, the fancy ones in particular, they don't want to dip it in Just Mayo vegan spread alternative dressing. That's not how it works. About 6 to 8 months ago, Unilever filed a lawsuit against us for exactly the same reason. Change the name. And 34 days later, after filing the lawsuit, they dropped it.
But one of the reasons they dropped it is that the FDA is taking it up.
It wasn't because the FDA. The reason they dropped it is because hundreds of thousands of people on the Change.org petition basically said, what the hell is going on here? If we're trying to create a food system that is more sustainable, that is a little bit healthier, can we do that? So we feel really optimistic that the FDA is going to feel good about this. And I got to say, in all this, you know, the documents that show the USDA's American Egg Board and some of the other not-so-good stuff happening in the egg industry, I don't think the FDA was influenced by this.
Well, you mentioned the documents. We mentioned the AP story, these leaked documents, people trying to get Whole Foods to stop selling Just Mayo. You know, this is a quasi-government board, the Egg Board, and this is sort of mayo war. You know, is this good for a company like yours, you know, just taking off, to get into a war with a very big industry?
Well, you know, we started with this big idea of what would it look like if we could rip away our preconceptions and our habits and how we think about things and start a food system that actually works for everyone. Good food for the body, for the planet, would taste better, would be less expensive.
In other words, you knew you were going to ruffle feathers.
Well, listen, our partnerships span from the largest food service company in the world to Walmart, the largest retailer in the world, to Costco, to Dollar Tree, to Whole Foods, to Target. You know, we're not just selling out of the side of our headquarters here. So it wasn't entirely unexpected, but I think for us, you know, remember, we're not a mayo company. We're a company that's trying to build a food system that has a lot more impact, that is not degrading the planet. And it becomes a slippery slope when you enable people to frame you as an alternative. And, you know, we're not going to stand for that.
You don't want to be alternative. You want to be mainstream. Some of the other criticisms, because here's what's happening to you, Josh. As you know, as you grow and become this big company and put splashy full-page ads in the New York Times, you're making yourself a bigger target. So your critics say it's really lemon juice concentrate, not lemon juice in just mayo. They question the extent of the scientific research you're doing. They call you out for saying Bill Gates is an investor, even though he's an indirect investor through other companies. You know, people watching you more closely.
Mm-hmm. And that's a part of it, right? But again, you know, Robin, I spent 7.5 years in sub-Saharan Africa. I was in Kenya. I was in West Africa. I was trying to help kids. I was trying to do my best. And I felt frustrated when I was there because the impact was tiny. And I have an opportunity. We have an opportunity at this company to actually have an impact that's indelible, that's enduring, that actually matters.
I'm thinking you don't even have to go as far as Africa. When you mentioned you grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, it was in a food desert. It's for kids like yourself.
Listen, I grew up at the intersection of a 7-Eleven, of a vending machine that I was filled up with cinnamon rolls and Burger King. Okay, that's where I grew up, and that's how I ate. And I grew up with a family that has a history of heart disease, a mom and a dad that for many years of my life were on food stamps. You know, this stuff is very personal to me. And, you know, my parents are good people, and my parents, you know, fed me crappy food growing up, not because they're bad people, but because they didn't have the means to afford something better.
Well, just quick question then, Josh. Why, I mean, you have labs there, and you're trying to engineer plant food. Why not just push, as you do in the ad to the president, for more fresh food in these food deserts? You know, it's sounding, some people said it sounded like Soylent, you know, the meal replacement powder developed
right,
by the
sure.
software engineer. That was an experiment in nutrition. Why, instead of engineering food, why not just try to get fresh food?
Well, so let's start with the most important question again. And I would love if your listeners try to answer this with us. What would it look like if we started over in food? And I think most people agree, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you agree that better food, food that is more sustainable, food that is less bad for you, that food should taste better and that food should be more affordable. It's difficult to disagree with that premise. It should be more natural too. I'll add that in. So then the question is, well, what the hell do we do about it, right? How do we build a food system that gives us more of that stuff? And I think the answer is not one option. So our option, the way we do things, is to say there are 400,000 plants around the world. Most of them haven't been explored. Well, can we not engineer things, actually, because the plants that we use out in the world are non-GMO. How do we use plants that have been used in the food system for a long time that our great grandmothers more likely use than ours? Grains like sorghum or the yellow split pea. How do we use these to make everyday food products a little bit better? We're not engineering them. We're not putting chemicals on them. In fact, we're doing the opposite of that. It can just be good enough as it is. But other options to fix the food system don't have to do with what we're doing. They have to do with simple wisdom. So we did write a letter to President Obama. You got that right. But we also wrote a letter to great grandmas. And in the letter to great grandmas in the New York Times, we asked them a question. Give us one way that you think we could start over in food. They didn't say using the Canadian yellow pea or sorghum. What they said is teach people how to cook better with fresh food. And they couldn't be more right about it. And that is one of the many paths that we need to pursue. But just like energy, just like education, just like healthcare, it's not a one-answer thing. We need a lot of people from a lot of different disciplines to throw their energy towards fixing food, including our president and including the current Democratic and Republican candidates.
That's Josh Tetrick, CEO and founder of Hampton Creek, the food technology company. One of their products, Just Mayo. Josh, thanks for talking to us about all this.
You bet. Happy to do it.